Good afternoon. We'll continue with a gusty west-northwest wind today across interior New York and New England, at times gusting over 30 miles per hour. This wind is driving in much colder air from the north and west. As a result, temperatures will struggle and barely make it back into the lower 30s across the region. Even if it does get that high with the wind, it'll feel like it's in the teens and lower 20s all day long. In addition, moisture being picked up off of the Great Lakes by the wind is being thrown downstream into our area as a few snow showers and flurries. Heavier squalls are possible in brief spurts, but more persistent snow squalls are likely in the western Adirondacks downwind of Lake Ontario, where several inches of snow could accumulate by the end of the day today. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It'll continue to be breezy and quite cold with temperatures back into the teens. We'll start off tomorrow with some sunshine, although clouds will move back in as a weak disturbance approaches. Breezy and cold still with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. With weak disturbances passing through from time to time for the period Wednesday night through Friday, skies will be mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy and cold with passing flurries and snow showers, and highs on Thursday and Friday will be back into the middle 30s. Still riding well below normal on Saturday despite a good amount of sunshine, especially the first half of the day. Clouds will be on the increase later, though. This will lead to the next storm heading in our direction for late in the weekend and early next week. Right now, it looks like a low-pressure wave on Sunday will track into the Great Lakes, pulling in milder air. With the chance of showers later in the day, highs will be in the middle 40s. With that system remaining off to our west on Monday, we'll continue with the chance of rain and highs near 50. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep low-pressure system centered over southeastern Canada will continue to push that Arctic air over the eastern half of the country. Well below average temperatures have reached the Gulf Coast, with most of the mid-Atlantic states barely getting above freezing today and tomorrow. Frost and freeze warnings are in effect again all the way down to the Gulf Coast. And that Arctic air flowing over the Great Lakes will produce the lake effect snow. Winter storm warnings and lake effect snow warnings are in effect for the snow belts, where as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow could accumulate in localized areas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Melbourne and West Palm Beach, both in Florida, to a low of 23 below zero at Big Trails, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, heavy snow and wind, 6 to 12 inches of snow by the end of the day with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1928, and the record low, 10, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m., 9 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. In and out sun, windy and very cold today with passing snow showers and flurries, steadier snow in the mountains with highs in the mid to upper 20s. More snow for the mountains tonight, partly cloudy and windy with snow showers elsewhere, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, in and out sun, windy and very cold today with passing snow showers and flurries, also heavier squalls immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. More lake effect snow tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. In and out sun, windy and very cold today with passing snow showers and flurries and highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and windy tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, still very breezy and cold, lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy and cold Thursday and Friday with passing flurries and snow showers, mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the upper 30s. Mid-40s with a chance of late-day showers on Sunday and a chance of rain Monday with highs around 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.